It's election day in the Carolinas, with races for mayors and other local officials. WFAE's David Borax has a last-minute look at what's on the ballot in and around Charlotte.
By late tonight, Charlotte will have elected a new mayor and several new city council members. Current mayor Jennifer Roberts lost in the primary to current council member Vi Lyles, a Democrat. The one major poll in this election shows Lyles in a neck-and-neck race with Republican Kenny Smith, also a current council member. That means voter turnout could make a difference. Mecklenburg County elections officials expect 17 to 18% turnout countywide. 2 years ago, it was 14.8%. And early voting suggests there is more voter interest this year. About 36,000 people voted early. That's about 5% of registered voters and double the number in city and town elections 2 years ago, though this year had five extra days of early voting. The Charlotte City Council will have at least five new faces among the 11 seats. Two at-large Democrats on the council are up for re-election against a field that includes two other Democrats, three Republicans, and a Libertarian, vying for a total of four at-large seats. Races for several city council district seats are also contested. Across the county, voters will elect six Charlotte-Mecklenburg school board members and vote on a countywide $922 million bond package for new school construction and renovations. Contested mayoral races are on the ballot in the towns of Matthews, Davidson, and Pineville, along with elections for town boards. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.